Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. Rub my butt, give me three wishes. I wish my butt had three more kisses. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Okay. Thank you to Santa Loves Coke. Okay, Santa Loves Coke for that catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. And a little early for Santa, I have to say, because we are deep in July at this point. Of course, we all know we are not yet at hump week of July, but that'll come soon. But welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. One of our guests is laughing at how little I have to talk about. When you end up doing banking so many episodes before you go on tour, you really are plumbing the depths of your brain to find anything to talk about. But speaking of plumbing the depths, let's talk about our guest coming up. A little bit later, we have an activist. We also have a photographer, so that's very interesting. We also have a celebrity litigant. So that'll be coming up a little later. But before we get to them, we got to get to our guests of honor, our A-block guests here. They are celebrities. I haven't had a lot of celebrities on the show recently. We had Kelsey Grammer last week. He was great enough to drop by. But other than that, celebrities have been avoiding this show like a plague, or the plague, even. Yeah, I mean,
or like there is a plague.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, I guess that is what was happening because I was doing it in the backyard. No one would come there. But they are truly celebrities now. And when I say that, I mean modern celebrities, which means they have something on
40 like, to 50 revenue streams.
Yeah.
Between $100 and $1,000.
Fifth tier streaming services.
Participate in the gig economy.
They have a new television show. It's coming out Thursday, and I know you've seen the trailers for it. I know you're all excited for it. Fans of this show love to see these people on their television screens, but we have 101 Places to Party Before You Die on True TV this Thursday. Oh, my gosh. A seed from a salad I just ate.
Oh, disgusting.
All right, at least you have something to talk about now.
Oh, thank God.
Horrible.
Please, can I eat more seeds from those blueberries?
What kind of seeds are on your
blueberries,
salad?
My dear man.
Blueberries in a salad.
Not blueberries. Sorry, blackberries. Blackberry seeds.
Even weirder.
You think a seed
From a blackberry?
How sweet is the juice on one of those?
Well, the darker. God, what's happening
Jesus
here?
Jesus Christ.
Please welcome Adam Pally and John Gabris. Hey, guys.
Hey,
welcome
Scott
to the show.
This is so great. This is exciting to
you,
be here.
I've heard a lot about you, John.
I've heard my name is said a lot in here, and well, I'm just so excited to finally be of the caliber to be invited on.
This is what I know about you. You're a Long Island comedian.
Correct.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's honestly even
it's kind of a lot
generous.
Yeah. I think I'm
more of like a Long Island comedic personality.
I think the last time Adam was on the show, I mentioned you were a Long Island comedian. He said that he thought I said Long Island medium.
Yeah.
Which, what did you say?
He's a Long Island extra large.
Yeah, I'm a Long Island double X.
Double X.
Long Island medium is what I call
my. Let me do your joke better for you. You said he's a Long Island medium, which means a double XL.
Oh, okay. Great. Thanks. You really nailed it.
Man, blackberry seeds can do wonders.
People love that joke, and I'm really setting you up to just slay again.
God, sorry. Reddit is really going to be upset.
Adam, too early for Santa. No
you
place.
Seem as high as I've ever seen you. Is this true?
Ridiculously
First of all,
false.
You're wearing an Allman Brothers tie-dye
it's
shirt.
It's the outfit.
I'm wearing a tie-dye shirt.
It's your eyes as well?
My eyes?
He's naturally glassy. He's glassy, okay, I'm gassy. Yeah. That's kind of
That's our right. morning radio show.
All right. But,
glassy and gassy in the morning.
You did walk in with that t-shirt, and I looked at it. I was like, what does that say? It says Allman Brothers. I thought it said Alan Cummings.
You thought it said the Alan Cummings Band.
Which, not I don't want to see that.
Yeah, of course. I want to see that.
He plays as Nightcrawler.
Playing in Berlin.
That's pretty good. He was the MC.
Yeah. That's actually not a band.
Interesting. Yeah. He's Scottish, isn't he?
I think he is.
He may as well be, for as much as we know about him. Guys, let's talk about 101 places to party before you die. Now, it's not 101 places to die, because that's what we call the freeway out here in Los Angeles. We don't call it the 101 freeway. We call it the 101.
I wouldn't know that. I'm a Long Island comedian.
Oh, that's right.
We have a Southern State, Northern State. We have Meadowbrook Parkway, Wantagh Parkway. We have a train station, train line.
You ever go in that subway?
I never rode the Long Island Railroad, so I don't know any
you
of the stops.
You don't know any of the stops?
None of the stops, okay, yeah. I drive everywhere. I'm a Long Islander.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm driven, so that's very similar.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think you could do any either or to answer your original question. I think it could be 101 places to party before you die, or I think if you're describing it's like you watch 101 places.
High right
but
now.
You don't.
I am not. I take super. I'm like a little high.
No.
Okay. Okay, we're getting to it. This is exactly the stages of denial. I didn't do the thing. So what if I did the thing? Okay, I did a little bit of the thing.
Well, I mean, it's
your rest.
You can tell Scott doesn't smoke a lot of weed, because one of the things you don't want to do to someone who smokes weed is when you invite them on your show, go, hey, are you high? The second
hey,
thing
pull over.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you shining
a flashlight? Yes, I'm high because I'm here.
He's shining a flashlight.
Yeah.
I feel like a spiritual high being here. This is like where a lot of comedy podcasts are made. That's fucking awesome.
No, it's crazy. Yeah, I know. We've never run into each other in our small circles of comedy.
No, and I was at the Shark Tale premiere trying to meet you, and it just didn't work out for me.
Well, my father was there too disappointed in my career to really...
We actually have a lot in common, I think. I think you and I might connect.
Is it difficult to explain to your father like what you do?
Well, I thought that the Shark Tale movie would be the time where it was kind of like, hey, here's something you're not ashamed of. And instead it was just like, well, that wasn't very good, was it?
Oh, wow, yeah.
He's more of a fish guy.
And then did you just start immediately going, well, I didn't have much to do with it.
Yeah. I only came on the last 365 days.
Yeah, so it's like, not
it's
really
a three-year
thing.
Process.
It wasn't very good, Dad.
First,
we bond over
first
that?
Four drafts were already written by the time I got there.
See, I lucked out. My dad is dead, so he's not going to check this show out.
Okay.
Because he would be let down, so it's better this way.
Sorry.
Oh, it's real.
Silver Sun pickup situation here.
Oh, not
somehow
familiar.
Tricked you into talking about your dead dad.
A tough mid-aughts alternative rock reference.
Well, they were on the show right before the pandemic.
Oh.
I believe it was a question I asked the lead singer.
Was your dad alive?
And it had just happened.
Oh, first of all, tough question to get in there with people.
It wasn't the worst example of that question.
Like, hey, big fan of music. Who hears dad is alive?
He loves hearing about himself. He'll be thrilled that we're mentioning him.
Oh, awesome. Tell him that I hope he has True TV. I hope he has cable.
I hope he does. I bet he does. He's a huge comedy fan.
Oh, okay.
So then
he loves Jokers.
I bet he listened to Raised by TV.
Oh, excellent. So he's a big fan of Me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I have been here. I have met you before.
Really?
Were you not a guest on Raised by TV? Or
oh,
you
that's
just
right, yeah.
Blowing up the bathroom all the time here.
Oh, that's right. I did meet you.
Yeah, we met before. You looked familiar because you looked like, I thought you were Besser at first because you're like tall.
Oh, thank you so
and
much.
Very funny. And so I.
Tall and very funny. I'm looking for a man. He ran over my dog. He was tall and
very,
very funny.
So now we got to talk about this show because I'm so excited for it. You've been in our personal lives. You've been telling me about it for a while, and it's finally coming out. I mean, the fans are excited. This is a travel show. At first, I think Gabrus, you kind of mentioned it was like, oh yeah, I'm doing this travel show, and that's all I knew about it for a while. What is it? Why is it? How is it? Where is it? When is it? The reporter's questions.
A lot of those we can't answer. It starts on Thursday, and it's a travel show. It's a comedic travel show, kind of based on stuff like The Trip or Action Bronson.
Fuck That's Delicious.
So it's
Bourdain, but with a funnier ending.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Of life. Of
maybe
life.
The same exact ending.
Probably, I mean.
Similar. Depending on the length of the window.
Well, we'll see what happens
window,
in season two.
Shades. I don't know how long they'll be because I'm shorter than Gabrus. But.
I live. Yeah, you joke.
And I joke because you can stand. You're like, I thought we agreed to do this in the same. Well, I got a suite.
I don't appreciate this kind of humor, but go ahead.
All right. Well, goodbye.
Well, then I don't think you should tune in. just set your DVR and let it play.
We
don't
did have
it.
To set a moratorium on making Bourdain jokes.
Yeah, we were asked.
There were several things at the end of.
Less Dane.
There was like way less dead Bourdain jokes. Like we were like that he's dead. They're like all of it.
Don't just stop.
Like,
him
don't
up.
Even. Yeah. Why even bring it?
Well, here's the thing.
Keep his name out of your fucking mouth, as Will Smith would say.
Oh, please, Eric. Repair slapped me in the face at the James Beard Awards.
Why were we hosting?
They shouldn't have had us. The thing is, we're eating at two restaurants a day, drinking at several bars, doing activities, all half to three quarters in the bag. And we're just supposed to talk in all these places. And they're like, eventually like, okay, you guys have been talking too much about Bourdain, too much about January 6th, too much about anti-Semitism in America.
It's like, there were certain markers. Which like,
they're like, we're not going to put any of this in the show.
Let's not lead with asking every waiter if they're vaxxed. Let's not. So there's certain stuff we had to tone down. We just tried to like.
So the cameras follow you around while you go to these places, and you guys just kind of crack jokes and hang out and your
do
friends.
Scenes and
we're barely informed on food and alcohol and all that stuff, but right. We're consuming it at an insane rate.
So right. Yeah,
it's
and if you and if we have friends that come on the show and then family and then they kind of have to keep up.
I guess I'm not in either category. Interesting.
Yeah, no, I agree.
No, yeah, no. We didn't have many Hollywood acquaintances.
Oh, I understand.
Like we didn't have a lot of like network pals.
Yeah, just like friends and family.
We say network pals. You don't mean someone on a network with me.
It was like
I mean someone you are pal with for networking.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of people that we invited that could like do stuff for us or we could like help them.
Yeah,
it was more like friends and family.
So like a guy who's had people like you on his show. You wouldn't return the favor in that case.
Not in this one.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, because it was friends and family.
Got it.
So you would have to fall into those two categories.
It's always interesting when you have a show and you put a lot of people on it and then they all get projects. It's interesting to see the.
Oh,
is that a one-way
street? Oh, you think my projects came from my appearances here?
I do. To be frank,
okay. I do think my
I mean
bro
the TV
character,
show.
I do think the bro character really rocketed me up.
Come on, you were a couch guest.
I was a couch guest. You know what? I that was amazing that I was a couch guest and was that the same season?
Of what?
Because I think I shot them when I on the TV show.
No, I know. Where yeah, I you was, haven't given me any more information.
Have I? I'm so high, Scott. I got to do a character and myself, which was super cool.
Yeah, I feel like it was different seasons, but I also know when you were a couch guest, you were in the middle of pre-production on a project that ended up not happening. And
yes,
so
yes.
You
I looked so crazy.
I know. I know exactly what you're referring to.
I looked insane.
Yeah, you had super, like, long, not super long
and it was
hair,
dyed, like, jet black. And I had long mutton chops, and I was like 60 pounds heavy.
Yes. And you were like, man, I'm so excited about this movie I'm about to do.
It's
like,
bummer that start my 2 weeks. My biopic never took off, unfortunately.
Start in 2 weeks, I've done all the work.
Yeah, it was so funny. But yeah, so you guys go around, and you go to different cities, and each episode is a city, or
yes.
What?
Yeah. Each episode's okay. About 72 hours a weekend in a city, which is, you know, predicated on, like, that's the only real party time you have once you're a dad of three or
a
guy who has a dog.
And so you arrive on a Friday, and is it a quest to find the, like, best places to party in this place, or you're given the places that you go to and you just experience
it's,
them?
It's kind
great
of
a question.
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's kind of like the quest is just to, like, have as much fun, like, have as much fun as possible. So if something starts to, like, feel slow, you see us actually go, like, let's get out of here.
Right. Yeah. Do you ever go, like, off the script then and just go, like, hey, let's go run down this hill?
Yes, but it's hard with, like, shooting permits and stuff. Oh, like, right, still are a big production. So, right. But there are times when, like, we'll be in.
Yeah,
like,
we were supposed to do this big Nerf battle and with, like, a local Nerf club in Atlanta.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
And it was a nightmare.
It was exactly.
You would imagine that the people who do it are pretty cool and
take it real seriously.
And they're dressed normal.
And don't appreciate your quips.
But the second they called, like, action, whatever it is, to start fighting, Pally just took off, ran completely away from the, like, a cameraman on our crew had to chase him, and he just kept going and was just, like, vaping, like, I was a thousand yards away.
I was, like, vaping in the corner behind a tree. I was like, this is so dumb. I'm hungover.
And I'm getting fucking shot in the face and shit by the biggest fucking dorks.
A lot of it, yeah, like, once you're there, you can do whatever you want, and that's part of the fun of it. And also, like, our crew was ragtag and kind of, like, had that pirate ship, like, energy, but it was
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
You know, like pirates.
Pirate,
like,
ship energy.
You know, pirates.
You know, people would walk through the plank. They'd have to swab the decks.
Like,
it was like
kind of
all. Call everyone matey.
You know,
it was like all hands on. And then also everyone was eventually pretty fucking drunk.
Okay, got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, we had
okay.
a couple amputees with questionable.
Network made us hire them.
Everyone had a parrot on their shoulder.
Yeah. We had a couple.
Typical pirate.
We had a couple people with relief parrots.
therapy parrots. We had a couple of vets, Afghanistan vets, who had therapy parrots to keep them calm.
Mostly on sound.
It's a bad job.
Yeah, no. That was hindsight's 20/20.
I tell you, I worked on noisy sound guys. I worked on a pilot once, and the sound guy talked the entire time whenever we were rolling, and I was like, "You are in charge of this.
Always.
What is happening here?"
Man. Well, that's what we found. We found it difficult, like, at first, because some of the crew is, like, reality or documentary, so,
right,
like,
yeah,
they're not used to, like, real scenes happening.
They're used to staging, like, scenes, yeah, and they're pretending they're reality.
And they're used to a host talking directly into a camera and being like, we're here at this whatever.
Yeah.
And so John and I would, like, get into, and early on would, like, start doing a scene where we're, like, riffing, you know, names for Liam Neeson's leaky penis, you know, or whatever. And in the background we would hear, like, they're not in my frame.
Yeah.
They're not in my frame.
On the first pilot, we had a camera person who was like, are you getting them? Like, like, loudly into the, in the middle of us ripping. It was like...
but she's like that.
They're used to studios,
right? Yeah. You know? Interesting.
But
wow.
But it's fun.
I once worked on a project with a sound guy who, after it came out, he read the AV Club review and commented on how, while we were filming it, everyone was convinced it was shitty. And he's surprised that it got such a good such a good grade.
And you recognize the name?
Yes. Oh, some shit went down after that.
Yeah. You can't do that. Although that is the vibe on a lot of shoots. You cannot say
that. Yeah, of course. Like, we all know it's shit. We got to pretend it's exciting for the next fucking 8 weeks.
It is fun when you come into a shoot, like, in the middle and you're trying to gauge where everybody's at on it.
Yeah.
Like, right. How does, like, everyone feel about it? Can we make fun of this?
It's like, man, it's so nice to be here, right?
And everyone's
like, we all like it. Nah, it's like, dude. Nah, man. It's like, yeah, it's, I guess it's good, but the hour's really shitty. It's like, okay, I know what kind of set we're on.
Right.
Are you finding that the food sucks around here?
Okay, I get it.
I'm in.
Only a handful of times have I ever asked to, like, guest star on something, and like, I would say 75% of the time, it's the last day and last setup of the entire production.
Right.
And sometimes that's really cool because they have, like, senioritis and there's a lot of food trucks and shit. But then, half the time it's because they're so far behind. Right. And they're like, do we really need to do the valet scene? The valet scene is so fucking stupid. And I'm standing there with like a vest on and a bow tie. Like, we could do whatever. Like,
I'm okay. I also could take the vest off and just be a random passerby. And,
or someone walks up and is like, Christ, we'll get to you, I guess. Everything's blowing up. And you're like, oh no.
I love a stressed AD.
God. Stressed, to tie these two conversations together, stressed sound guys are the best. They're, they're just talking to you. You're like, this fucking motherfucker. As you're like fixing your mic and they're,
nose to nose with them as they put their hand underneath your shirt and sort of in your pants.
I didn't get my fucking rate on this. This is fucking bullshit. Then he reeks of like a vape cloud.
They all look like they played in minor league baseball in San Diego. It didn't work out. The cart is covered with Billabong stickers.
Says the guy wearing the Allman Brothers.
These are different brands.
Okay, it's a different thing. How many episodes did you do? How many can we watch? They're all just once
we've
a week.
We've shot 101.
That was what I was going to say. Like,
we shot 93 more on spec, so they're ready to rock.
It is an aspirational title.
100%.
It's calling our shot, and that always works.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I mean, you know,
No, I think either way it works, because if we don't get 101, it's funny because it's like we couldn't even do that.
Yeah. Did you how many episodes did you do for this first season?
Eight.
So on the eighth, did you run down 93 other places as an alt ending?
No, but we're consistently.
We're like, all right, we're off to, and then we just hold our mouths open and then we'll just ADR
Tokyo.
In.
Tokyo. Well, I can't wait for this.
Madrid.
One more. I'm really
yeah.
Rule of three, Scott.
I'm going to five.
Go to rule of fives. Go.
And then 17.
People have been waiting for the show. People want they want to see Adam and Gabrus and their time to shine on TV. They want you back on their TV screens. And fans of the show are really, really excited about it.
That's awesome. And I mean, we all watch travel shows. They're such low bar bullshit that we just put
you
it on.
Turn
on
your brain off.
Yeah.
We almost called it low hanging fruit.
We almost called it binge watch this hungover on New Year's Day.
Well, 101 Places to Party Before You Die is this Thursday on True TV. Can you guys stick around for...
We're on like a crazy press tour. We're going from here to Rogan to D'Elia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're shifting gears.
Okay. So wait, I'm going to introduce a guest right now.
Oh, we can stick around for a little bit.
You're only going to say one segment, though?
Yeah, we can't really stay, because we have to do so much.
We have a celebrity litigant coming up a little later in the show.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, all right.
You better learn.
It won't matter.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, well, let's get to our next guest. He's been on the show before, unlike you, John.
That's awesome.
But much like you, Adam.
Hmm.
So, we're really seeing the differences between you guys.
Now, this is a time where you don't even have to inject something when you don't have something to talk about.
I know, I have someone in the wings, and yet it's just verbal diarrhea it's a pacing thing.
Leave all this in, please.
This guy's like, what? I'm working on my tight 10.
It's not tight, by the way. I've seen it. It's very, very, very saggy.
Guy works in a podcast company. It doesn't do tight comedy.
Ten minutes. Oh, okay. Let's talk to him. He's been on the show before. He's a photographer. Welcome back to the show, Jack Furs.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Thanks so much for having
me. Hey, Jack.
Great
to see you.
Yeah, I'm still
in. Did you have a blackberry salad before you came in here by any chance?
A lot of seeds in that salad.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. Crystal clear.
Great. Hey, great to see you, Jack. This is Adam. This is John.
How's it going?
Hey, if you guys ever need a camera person on the show, you know, complaining about your camera guy. I heard, and yeah, I fucking nail that shit. I mean, that's my job.
You're a photographer, but you're a videographer as well, right?
That's right. I do more photojournalism.
Oh, nice. Do you do every like party photography? Because we're hopefully going to be able to have a premiere party for the show and could use somebody to take some shots.
That'd be great.
I could set up some cameras. If it's a high crime area, you might want to look out. I don't know where you're throwing this party, but a lot of these parties are in some pretty dicey locations, and I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, and I don't want to know.
Well, this is a conversation I hear a lot from my uncle, and I'm scared where this is going.
I don't know why that has anything to do with photojournalism.
Well, I'm just following, you know, stories. I mean, if it bleeds, it leads. And there,
you cover the crime beat mainly. I mostly do
the crime beat. Yeah, don't read into it too much.
That makes way more sense.
He usually, I mean,
hey, you guys seem hopped up on I don't know what, so maybe you're looking into things a little too much.
Adam and I got very high before we walked in.
I figured. I'm wearing a tie-dye t-shirt, so it gives off the impression.
Yeah, no, some of the other camera guys are into the tie-dye shit. Me, not so much.
Some of the other guys are into tie-dye.
Like wearing it? Appreciating it?
They wear it, they make it, they love it.
They sell it?
They sell it. They're doing all sorts of crazy shit. Some of these other fucking whack jobs I run into at the local stations, I don't know how these guys look through a lens finder and find their own fucking feet.
Not like you, though. You're not a tie-dye guy.
I'm not a tie-dye guy.
Yeah. I don't have time for it.
Let's describe what it is for these guys.
It is time-consuming to make.
To buy or wear.
Not so much.
Well, it's time-consuming to wear. You've been wearing that for about, you know, half an hour.
A whole day.
So it's very time-consuming.
Yeah. Half an hour. We've been talking for 40 minutes. You bought the shirt on 10 minutes.
A
little too flashy. Too.
It came in like Terminator.
I came in fully naked and pulled that off a dead hippie. When I shoot your guys' show, I'm going to blend in. And thanks for bringing me aboard. I really needed the job.
You have no idea. I have no idea what your skill set is, but you have no idea how you are probably better than 50% of the people who work on our show.
Are you IOTC?
I'm in multiple unions, and if not, I'm in good standing.
All right, good. That's good.
I don't know what that means. Interesting thing about your style is a lot of it, it's sort of, I don't know what you would call a verite or something, but it's normally like, it seems like the camera is affixed to a building and stationary in a way.
Yeah, quite often the camera is kind of linked on a rooftop.
Right.
And just catching something
in the frame.
Catching things that fly by. Like this guy, the Night Wolf. I've talked about him before on this show.
Oh, yeah, you've mentioned him on this show.
Yeah, I won't get into it. I'm not going to waste everybody's time, but there is a guy kind of cleaning up the streets a little bit called the Night Wolf, and he's a bit of a vigilante. And I don't know why anybody's not talking to him, and it might be cool if he showed up on your show.
I've never heard of the Night Wolf.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Los Angeles. Have you done your Los Angeles episode?
We have not done an LA. Okay.
He would come up on the Los Angeles episode.
People would probably be talking about him locally.
I had never heard of him.
Is this guy like a superpower? Thing or is more like a you know Batman, what? That's, like a vengeance
yeah,
Batman.
Well, it's kind of both. Does he have superpowers?
I don't know that this has ever come up.
I think like magic? As far as like courage goes, in a way that's a bit of a superpower. To me, I think his courageousness and his bravery is
His intelligence perhaps.
But that's a good point. He seems smart as hell.
Is he like mutate? Like can he like walk through walls or fly or is there any sort of like
it's a mystery,
metaphysical
Adam. It's a mystery. We don't really know.
You're just guessing at this point because you're in the media and you've caught him on tape a few times.
You're one of the only people who has managed to catch
him. I'm the only guy who's really been able to grab him, and that's just
so a guy named Jack Fur is the only guy who's caught the Night Wolf.
Furs.
Okay, never mind then. I thought I was making a connection
with a Z.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm familiar with the surname Furs. Yeah,
of course.
So yeah. Not too many other people.
Yeah, has anyone ever seemed to catch him on anything?
No, even me. I mean, some of my shots can't really get his face too hot.
Yeah.
He goes around like solving crimes and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
He travels around in.
He's working on some of the bigger crimes, but some of the small ones.
It's like a first responder.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put it.
What's he doing for first responder?
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing for wage?
Maybe even like a negative responder.
A negative responder.
Yeah. Like negative first. Like it's yeah, like before the first one.
Yeah, he's before zero. The crime?
Mm-hmm. So is he
pre-crime?
You know, you can get pregnant from pre-crime.
Oh man, I just got a text message.
Oh, what? Okay. Adam, are you okay? What's going on?
My wife is waiting in the car.
Are you doing it?
Why is your wife waiting in the car? Bring her in here.
No, we're doing stuff. We're
do you
doing
do unlimited text?
She's driving us to Rogan.
She's driving us around. And she's got a lot of stuff to do.
She on your family plan?
She said that right now she's downstairs and there's a madman in the parking lot with a gun threatening everybody.
Oh.
Okay, I will.
You might want to videotape it.
Okay, yeah, I got cameras set up outside, so we
she
might be able.
She says this is a situation that she needs to tell. I should go.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, you should.
Or maybe you should go.
I should go, or.
You know what's good for podcasting is when people leave.
Well, I really have to get out of here. If we're late to D'Elia, he is going to be furious.
Okay, maybe we should take a break. Let's take a break. Everyone can kind of get their shit
settled. Do you maybe want to go look at what's going on in the parking lot?
I actually really got to take a long shit.
Now, long duration or length of turd?
Quick, long
shit. Only the other, man. Frequently.
Do you know the night hawk?
Night wolf.
Night wolf. Can you call him for me, please?
Yeah, you know what? I actually do kind of seem to.
Well, call him.
Yeah. I will try to get in contact with him. I've set up like a night wolf flashlight.
Flashlight?
This is an emergency. And it's trust the daytime.
Me, you'll find it. I got this baby.
It's like the bat signal, but it's a high power.
I don't
flash.
Have time. Just text him or whatever. There's a guy in the parking lot.
He's going to find him.
Should your wife call someone besides you about the madman if you're just going to sit
and she's texting you?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, no, it's just dot, dot, dot.
She called the cops and they said the night wolf will take care of it.
What?
Oh, shit.
That sounds like the LAPD.
It's 2 p.m. Okay, look, let's...
This is bad.
Let's take a break. When we come back, you take care of whatever you need to.
I'm going
to
be gone.
You're leaving?
Yeah, okay. I got to go do a pod.
All right, that's fine.
I'll take care of what you need. Yeah.
Coming up, we have an activist. We also have a celebrity litigant.
Party before you die, Thursday, July 14th, Happy Bastille Day. We're also in the Impractical Jokers episode before that.
Which was
Scott,
a big deal.
Weird.
This was awesome. Thank you so
much. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. So nice to meet you for the second time.
Thank you for having me on panel.
Yeah, of course. But we'll be right back. We'll have more. Jack, you can stick around. Or no, you might have to leave.
I got
to
step out for a second.
Okay.
And then I'll be right back.
Sure.
Got to do that. Like, something I ate. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you might want to wash whatever that eyeliner is you have on your
God.
You have
damn
a lot of black eyeliner.
Oh, yeah.
And yellowish contact.
Yeah. I was playing softball to get the glare off.
Okay. All right. Look,
this is like insulation, some of this fur that's coming through my shirt. I got to get this shit.
I just thought you had a hairy chest. All right. Well, we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back, and boy, we stopped down for a bit. A lot of drama out in the parking lot, but returning back with us is Jack Furze, our cameraman, our videographer. You're part of the MSM, the mainstream media, right? Is that a way to describe you?
Yeah, I am, and
oh, what is that?
Sorry.
Sorry, just filling up some. I'm dying of thirst.
Gino?
Yeah.
You're dying of thirst. We're dying. You're supposed to be pouring water for us.
I'm sorry. I was late.
Yeah,
I got caught in the parking lot. Some guy with like a furry cape on was beating me senseless.
Wait, that was you out in the parking lot?
Yeah, I saw what's her face? The lady who's married to the guy from Sonic 2. I saw
and Sonic 1. I learned that the last time he was on the show.
I've only seen Sonic 2. I got Paramount Plus too late. But here's the thing.
Officer Farty, whatever.
Yeah, that's... Shit, I wish I knew that name, because that should have come in handy weeks ago.
Well, the father of Fart Bottom Jr.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I love that song, Fart Bottom Girls.
Oh, I think you're listening to it wrong. No, see, there's bells. No, that's Bicycle.
They're back-to-back on Killer Queen.
They are, that's what A-side, B-side. Yeah, that's a crossword.
Was this guy kicking your ass? Would you call it like a wolf jitsu?
Yeah, it was. He was biting my neck. There was nuzzling. Yeah. He howled a few times. Yeah. His lipstick was out. He had like a long red tongue.
All right, well, don't talk about that. I think I know that guy from my dojo.
Wait, was it Nightwolf, though?
It sounds like if he was cleaning things up out there, yeah.
You knew him from your dojo. It was pretty clear it was Nightwolf.
I had a mask on because of COVID. I was wearing a luchador mask because of COVID.
And I had my cell phone in a case that
looks like a handgun. So, and I was trying to get service, so I was running around the parking lot. And
like
then
Martin
some late, some nice young blonde lady in a BMW starts screaming. It's
Ooh,
someone
nice
call the police. Someone call Nightwolf. I'll text my husband.
Okay. But
then I got the snot kicked out of me.
He's a pretty
tough hombre, that Nightwolf. I wouldn't want to roll with that guy.
Is he like the guy at your
Yeah, I think he sounds dojo? Like sounds like some of the guys at my dojo.
Multiple guys. Oh man, I'll
anyway,
tell you what.
Gino, yeah, great.
I'm sorry,
you,
I'm
yeah.
here. I'm not going to talk for the rest of the episode.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, no, yeah. It's good to have you. You haven't been on in a little bit, but
no, I have not been. I've been sitting outside comedian John Gabriel's
house. I'm literally here with
house.
An empty glass. Oh, pour me the water,
you
please.
Got it. Jeez. Pour me the water. Was this Jerry Maguire? I've never seen it.
Do you think it's about a water salesman or a bartender? That's
He's
cocktail.
Like, show me the water, think. Jerry.
All right. Thank you so much. Great to have you, Gino. You're our intern from Long Island.
That's people, correct. Yeah. You got it right on the first time. Usually guests.
Sometimes
New Jersey,
I think it's
and
New
that
Jersey.
Is infuriating.
I know. I'm
me.
So sorry. I feel like you've been on so many times though. Now I sort of.
Jesus Christ! This seat is so warm and damp. Who is sitting in here before
Long Island medium.
What?
The Teresa with the blonde hair, or are you making a joke about my favorite comedian, John Gabrus?
John Gabrus was here.
I fucking missed him.
Yeah. He was here. He gave me a job. I'm pumped.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's nice
Long
to see
Island my medium, John Edwards. Wait, the crossing over guy was here?
He was here.
I thought you meant the guy who fucked his wife, cheated on his wife while she was sick. Is that a different John Edwards?
Stopped his campaign because of it?
Right, yeah.
Remember when Standards...
How old is Gino Lombardo? Is the title of my memoir.
Oh, well, Gino, great to have you here. Hey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm done. Jack, I'm glad that you took your shit. Is that what
I'm sorry. I was so crude about it, but
oh, it's all right.
That's just how us industry guys are. We just talk about that stuff, and I had to go. So, you know.
Understandable. I feel like we didn't get a chance to talk to you too much other than about the Night Wolf, which we always get sidetracked talking about the Night Wolf.
I'm sorry I even brought it up. Have you heard about this guy, the cross puzzler?
No, the cross puzzler.
Yeah, really.
What is that? Who is that?
Well, he's got me in a bit of trouble, Scott. He sent these threatening puzzles to the mayor and some other city
Garcetti?
Officials. Yeah, Garcetti himself. And they're full of, I guess if you answer these crossword puzzles, it's kind of a challenge to the Night Wolf. And if they would have answered them correctly, it would have really put the Night Wolf into the, you know, the headlines. But some of these questions, it's almost as if the cross puzzler just put it into a computer program and it had multiple options. And they can kind of equal some pretty scary stuff. And these guys thought their lives were threatened. And somehow the federal authorities traced it back to me, Jack Furz.
That's weird.
Yeah.
How did they trace it back to you? I mean,
God, I don't know. This is some sort of conspiracy.
Did the cross puzzler, like, oh, this is a level that.
Cross puzzler, by the way, is Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I hope so.
He's always like, what
I don't
on?
Think he, I don't think he figured that on? Thing out.
How's this thing work?
Ouch.
Thomas, believe me.
I'm in a bit of, I kind of came on looking to see if you knew any...
Lawyers.
We have a celebrity litigant coming later. That might be a lawyer. I'm not sure.
You could ask him for advice.
Okay, yeah.
It is a him?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good
news.
I assumed it was a guy because it was a lawyer.
No, he's a litigant.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, yeah. We'll figure it out. Well, great to have you, Jack. I'm
litigants
so sorry to hear
it. Like, I've fucked you've a torn few them? Up. I've yeah. torn them. They're in your knees and elbows. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Well, it's great to have you, Jack. I'm so sorry to hear about your troubles, but I'm sure the Night Wolf will take care of this once he finds the cross puzzler.
Yeah, and if we can find that son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I wish you best of luck, Jack Furz, with your new gig working on Gabrus and Pally's new show.
Yeah, I could use getting out of town for a little while.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, speaking of coming into town, we need to talk to our next guest, if that's okay. You, Gino, can you get the water ready?
Levels up on guest mic.
Okay, here
now.
We go.
Six,
great.
Seven, eight. Perfect.
Perfect. Let's talk to her. She's an activist. This is exciting. Look, it's a fraught time in our country right now.
You call
it
America. Yeah. People call it that all the time.
Our American country is what I was going to say. But
that feels like a book you write when you're 60, right?
Our
before
American
you start the
politics. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Were you talking?
No.
No.
Action.
Action. Okay, here we go.
Where?
Let's bring her on. Where?
He's looking for action.
Sorry. No, I'm just filming stuff.
Oh, okay. Let's bring her on. She's an activist. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Bethany Will.
Stop! I'm Bethany Waterbottle.
Water bottle.
And
yes.
I'm Slimy.
I thought it said winter bottom, and
Slimy, gracious, slaziest bully in London. You better fill up my water.
You didn't bring.
Fill it up, pig!
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Sorry.
I take this cop outfit off.
Wait, how did you describe yourself? You're the. What?
Slimy's. Grimy's. Creamy's. Screamiest. Booty in London.
Booty in London? What?
I think bully.
Bully.
Correct?
Oh, bully. Oh.
I'm a bully. And bend over, let me get your trousers. I'll slip my fingers up your bum.
Oh, wait, you're a bully? I thought you were an activist.
What? Okay, well then I'm having flashbacks to high school where I was bullied every day by a priest.
Yeah, the only thing I'm active on is bullying you lot. I'm on a global tour, fists and all that.
Okay, so you're a professional bully? Is that what I'm trying to get
guess
to?
Guess you could call me a professional. I can't be stopped by the government, can I?
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm in international waters. I'm Bethany Waterbottle.
Well, welcome to the show, Bethany Waterbottle. Waterbottle, okay.
You're saying wall. Like tons of bottles on a wall.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, welcome to the show. You're a bully, though. That's what you're on to talk about?
Two for flinching.
Don't shake your fist at me.
Bang, dick.
Hey.
Whoa, Scott, you got hard right when Bethany punched you.
Try to call the police. I dare any one of you. My family is the Waterbottle family. I'm protected from all angles. I've got my
We're
dad.
We're in Los Angeles. If you try to call the police, they're going to send two therapists.
Yeah.
Or the Night Wolf.
Well,
sounds
if
like.
You're lucky, the Night Wolf might save you, but.
Maybe if that Night Wolf try to walk on me, you know what I'd do? Pull out his hair, pull on his teeth, and touch his eyeballs.
Hey, don't do that. Is bullying different in the UK? Because, you keep threatening to touch eyeballs and finger assholes.
No one likes having their eyeballs touched, do they?
Fair enough.
The butthole thing, I think some people like.
I think, honestly, everyone would like it if they tried it.
They call it the male
people don't
clitoris,
like it
right?
Just are a little afraid. It's the male G spot is real.
Oh, okay. Well, how old of a person are you? Yeah. Do you mind me asking? Because you sound like you could be 3 or you could be 83.
That's disrespectful. You better wash your back or I'll beff you to death.
Yeah, I wash my back?
I'll wash your back. I'll touch your eyeballs. Stick me fingers up your butt. Mm.
You're 14, is that what you said?
I'm 14. Are you scared? How old are you? 92? Pull down your trousers.
I don't think that's going to tell you
to me,
how old I am.
Or should I pull mine up?
Yeah. You can't say that to someone who already has a
Oh, hey, she's 14, she said. I got to keep my drawers on. Can we move this mic 200 yards east?
Look, Bethany, you're a 14-year-old bully
Bethany.
From...
Bethany.
Sorry, Stephanie?
Bethany.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Like Bethlehem.
That's what I said, Bethany.
Bethany.
Wait, what am I saying wrong?
Bethany Waterbottle, say it, pig.
Bethany Waterbottle.
All right, you got it.
Okay, great. So you're a 14-year-old bully from the UK?
Yeah, from London town.
And who do you bully?
Everyone I can get my hands on. You know why? As I said before, government can't stop me because I'm from the Waterbottle family. Me dad, Dasani, me mum, Fuji, me uncle, Evian. You can't mess with us, can you?
They
Breaking
work there?
All the cash in the water shortage.
Their first names are the brands of all the water bottles?
Is that my sister, Crystal Geyser. My other sister, Valley Spring.
Oh, my God, you're so
I know
connected.
Which sister is cheap there.
Excuse me. Excuse me, pull down your trousers.
These trousers? Okay.
Let me touch your eyeball. And I just used hand sanny.
Oh!
There's a little burn for your pig.
Should I pull up my trousers now?
Yeah, why haven't
And trousers
out?
Are pants, right?
I'm going to stop filming this.
So you've come to our country to bully us? What exactly? I'm trying to get a handle on you. What exactly are you here for?
I guess I'm on a bullying rampage because I can't be stopped. And my family don't care, do they? Everybody got a Waterbottle name except for me, Bethany, adopted.
So you were adopted, really?
Adopted into the Waterbottle crime family so they wouldn't have to pay me real wages, treat me like a child labor and all that, innit?
Huh. So your family adopted you so they wouldn't have to pay you.
So they needed an employee. They weren't dying for another child. They already had your sisters, Arrowhead and Poland Spring.
Crystal Geyser.
So they wouldn't even
Crystal
give me
Geyser
a proper
is one of the OnlyFans accounts I follow. She throws a tarp down and then makes a mess.
Excuse me. What do you say about my sister? Put your trousers back on.
Okay.
Put them back on.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, pull them
I'm
up
a little
really
sweaty,
high.
So it's hard to pull them up and down that much. It's getting
pull
stuck.
Pull them up higher.
Higher. Okay. How's this?
Does it hurt?
I feel like a high school offensive line coach with my shorts this high. I got this fupa going.
Keep them up really high and everyone else take your pants completely off and put them in my basket.
I'm not putting my pants in
Because I can tell you're going to tick me off a couple more times, so better spare me, say, and take off your trousers
All
and
right,
just take them
here
off
we
now.
Go.
I've right. got random furry stuff on underneath my pants. Just to let everybody know, just like a week. Cool. I lost a bet earlier this morning.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, all right, let's take our pants. Here we go. All right, here you go. In the pants basket they are. All Jeez. Right, there we are.
I'm over here touching my own eyes. I learned something I like over here.
Oh, these trousers stink, don't they?
I mean, one of them I think does.
Okay.
It could be anybody.
I think it's you, Jack.
I'm wearing a lot of layers today. I just guessed the weather wrong. LA's crazy like that. It's cold in the morning.
That's famous. Anyway. LA's famous for the weather being hard to nail down.
So are you traveling to other countries to try to get a message out, or are you, I mean, what are you doing while you're here? And how long are you here? So many questions.
Good question, Scoot. You know what
that hurts.
She's a fucking professional bully, dude. She's got cuts to the core.
Fuck.
I'm on a bullying rampage, I guess, because I've had my feelings to haven't been really included in my family. So going on a world tour to cause as much pain as I've felt in it. Years and years working in a factory for my family as an adopted little Bethany. You know, in the top of a water bottle, how there's a little white lid on it?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speak when spoken to, pig. Here's your trousers back. Put them on.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm putting it back now, on.
Those are Jack's trousers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put on the stinky ones.
They smell like smoke bombs, just FYI.
Now, Bethany, I had a quick question. You said you work for the crime family in the water bottle factory?
The water bottle family is a bit of a crime family because they know the water supply is going to dry up and then they're going to be like the different sections of a mafia.
Oh.
Costa, but because they haven't given me a proper title, I'm just out here on my own. And like I said, years of work in the factory, putting a little white lid on. But you know the part that's like the little ring around the white lid?
Yeah, so that connects it, the bed tears away when you...
Sorry! Trousers up, round your neck.
Oh, God.
Now he's hard again.
Well, that was my job as a
Can
little...
Can I put my trousers around my neck?
No, you may
just
not.
Just the belt? Okay, I'm doing it anyway for kicks.
I was the only one in my family with fingers little enough to put the little ring around the top of the water bottle.
This is some Snowpiercer shit.
Get in there, work your bones off, why don't you, Bethany? Can you blame me when after 10 years of that, all I want to do is fisticuffs and pound on it and dick slaggers and trousers, huh?
You started doing that at the age of 4?
Hey, your parents, is your dad dead?
Hey, you shouldn't ask someone that.
Oh,
actually,
sorry.
Funny you should ask, he just passed.
Oh no! CBB curse strikes again.
Did he kill himself because his name was Fuji and that isn't a water bottle?
My mom's name's Fuji. My dad's Dasani. My uncle Evian. My sister Crystal Geyser. My other sister Alex Spring. My brother Tap.
Tap. Oh man, I'd hate to be Tap. Oh,
Tap. You know what? It's a sad thing about Tap. Stillborn.
But you still bring him up when people ask you about your family.
Well, no, he's not dead, is he? Just stillborn.
Oh, he still was born.
He's not sparkling, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I understand now.
Sparkling was for the French, innit? LaCroix, Perrier, dirty French geezers, innit?
I understand.
But my dad's dead. Yes, suicide.
Jesus. Why?
Because it's Dasani. It's filtered water with salt. There's higher powered waters you could be.
Okay, sure. But
how can you go on knowing so much about the water bottle family?
I'm from Long Island, which is a big deli island. So there's a lot of water bottles and assorted.
Yeah, Gino, unlike our previous guest, Gino knows everything about it.
Yeah, I know everything about it. I can't believe I miss Gabrus, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, this chair is still fucking
choking
with swamp.
He said he was going to go take the train for the first time.
On his way out. Yeah. All the way from Jamaica?
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like through Rockville Center, Merrick.
Oh, yeah, all of
Belmore, Wantagh, sure. Seaford,
yeah.
Massapequa Park.
Oh, yeah, all of that.
Amityville, Copeg, Lindenhurst, and Babylon?
Yeah, all of those. Holy, he was going to say all of those for the first time.
Train
yeah.
ride. That's a long
exactly.
train ride.
It is very long.
Because if you get all the way to the end and you fall asleep or something, you got to wake up, you got to take it all the way back.
Oh, yeah,
you
exactly.
You got to go from Babylon to Copeg, Lindenhurst, sure. Amityville.
Uh-huh.
Then you go to Massapequa Park, Massapequa, uh-huh, Seaford, uh-huh, Wantagh, uh-huh, uh-huh, Merrick, uh-huh. Belmore, Merrick, Freeport, uh-huh, Rockville, uh-huh, Baldwin, Rockville uh-huh, Center, uh-huh, yeah. Kew Gardens.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't know any of that stuff.
Oh, thank God. Because that's my corner. That's like kind of my thing is the railroad. I don't have big bucks. I don't get driven around like, you know, Mr. fucking True TV over there driven around in a Toyota Tercel by Q. And not QAnon Q, Brian Q. Quinn. One of the jokers.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Q from Star Trek.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
Really?
Is that the guy who says that Biden's a pedophile?
No. Oh, well, I mean, in his off hours when the cameras are not on. So, Bethany. I keep saying it right, I think. Bethany, How did you even get to our country? I mean,
like a water bottle at Eric's can't go on a plane like you lot.
What?
Because I'm British, I gotta take the Titanic, mate. Is that what you're on about?
No, I just...
Trousers in your mouth, stuck on the ankle part.
Oh, Jesus. I just mean
those are Jack's trousers. Those are particularly weird.
Oh, God.
They're a little bloody down there.
I just mean you're an unaccompanied minor and...
I'm 14. That's marriage age in England.
Is it really?
Oh, sure.
It'll be here soon enough, too.
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah.
Once the good guys get everything sorted out in the Supreme Court, we should be all money. Jesus Christ, these freaks.
Really?
I'm Italian from Long Island, and I'm not even that Catholic. Jesus.
So anything you want to say? I mean, this is a huge platform. Anything you want to say to our listeners out here? I mean, you're a bully. What I'm getting is you're a bully from from England. And you're here. You're just here.
Well, I'm here to kick the shit out you, Scott, am I?
That's why you've come to America?
I'm going
to
kick the piss out you, mate.
Okay.
And then after that, you know what I'm going to do after I've beat all of America
What's
into
that?
Submission? I'm going to start my own water bottle franchise, and it's going to be the only type of water available to all you thirsty little pigs.
Okay, what are you going to call it? I mean, your name is Bethany Water Bottle. Is it going to be Bethany Water, or...?
It's going to be Beth to Death.
Whoa, okay.
It's going to be like an energy drink, too, with blood and piss in it, too, and a little bit of spit.
Okay.
That's disgusting. That spit crosses
the line.
Well,
what else are you going to drink when all the lakes and lagoons get all thropped up in the evolution of the evaporation cycle?
I think it's a myth that all lagoons are going to get flopped up.
Yeah, I think the lagoons will still be worse.
I've done my own research, and I'm not positive lagoons are going to get as flopped up as everyone says they are.
I mean, the oceans, the icebergs.
The oceans we know are going to get flopped.
Lagoons?
That's obvious, but lagoons? Come on.
Come on.
For fuck's sake. Lagoons and lagoons are supposed to be the only things that last through the apocalypse.
Exactly.
This is your American education showing. In England, what do you know about all the lagoons? And everything gonna get flopped up. 2024, the great floppening.
2024? That's too soon.
No.
I have so much life to live.
Sorry, mate. You're going to end up suicide like me dad.
Oh, please don't say that.
Trust me, I have dealt with a lot of tragedies.
In what way? What do you mean, Jack?
Ooh, several suicides, some fucked up deaths of many of my wives.
There was no back half to that sentence. It was just, ooh, trust me, I've seen a lot of tragedies. I thought that was setting up.
Why? What do you mean?
Holy shit, Jack, I'm not.
I'm just trying to get like a little empathetic with our 14-year-old guest here.
I'm 14, but I'm stronger than you, mate. Your arms look like little wet spaghetti, man.
Okay, that's true.
Let's see. Can we have some sort of strength test between the two of you? I mean, you claim to go to a dojo.
I do. Yes, I've learned wolf jitsu at this dojo.
Let's try it then. 11 seconds to punch the other in the head as many times as possible.
Okay.
Are you taking turns or doing it?
Bam! He's out cold.
Oh God! He's out cold. She called her shot.
I think you... So you won 1-0? All right, that's 11 seconds. You won 1-0.
You can let the other two Jack. Out if you want.
Jack,
what the hell happened?
One shot, you were down.
Oh, God.
There were two hits, actually. Her hitting you and you hitting the ground.
Oh, man, that one works.
It's, hey, 50 years on, it is still good.
Are the mics picking up? I hear, like, a protest outside.
What?
I hear a lot of people like chanting and saying go away. I don't
What is happening here?
I don't know. I'll ask the front desk person on the next break, but it seems like there's a kind of
there's like a celebrity coming in.
There's a limo and there's a bunch of there's a bunch of women.
What going
banging on the hood of the car?
What going on in the parking lot today?
The parking lot's a hot zone.
What's
TMZ is out there actually.
TMZ is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, your buddy. I mean, you must know them because there's a plenty of
TMZ will not give me the time.
TMZ.
They hate that.
They should
man.
Be more like the TMZ.
They hate that.
I know.
Gino, thank you. I'm not the only one who made that joke. They fucking hate that. I got blackballed by TMZ.
Just because you went in there singing AC/DC's TNT?
Yeah. What's black? Blacklisted or blackballed?
Blackballed is the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a Hellman's, you know.
The black bald is what I'm going to do to you, Scott.
Oh, shit, please
don't. Trousers off, let me pummel them.
Okay, we're not going to do an 11-second thing. Bobbity, bobbity, bobbity. Ow! God damn it.
Holy shit. Yeah, I guess they are hang pretty low.
Yeah.
Chunk on those
low speaking of low-hanging fruit.
They make some crazy noises.
Well, you never know. Maybe TMZ's out there for me, because I'm a warbled heiress.
She is from England. She said Zed. Or Canada. All right, look, it's getting way too loud out there. I don't know what is happening out there in the parking lot. We're going to have to take a break here. Bethany, can you stick around?
It's Bethany, you cunt.
Jesus Christ. Jack, I know you can stick around. And Gino.
What the fuck does that mean, man?
I don't know. Gino, you're cool.
I'm supposed to engineer Chris D'Elia's podcast later, but I can stick around
okay,
for a
yeah, appreciate it. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to have a celebrity litigant when we come back. That's very exciting. We'll find out what a litigant means. That'll be our first question to him. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Gino.
Sound speeds.
Yeah.
Oh, action. Scott.
Okay, we're recording now.
Camera's rolling.
Okay. Please turn the camera off. We have intern Gino's over here. Jack Furze is with us, the photographer. He works for the media.
Freelance.
Oh, yeah. You're
and available.
Okay. And we also have Bethany Waterbottle.
Oh, 2 for flinching.
Oh, shit. Ow, ow. God damn it. Okay, so we went down to the parking lot. We found out what was going on. I guess it's our next guest. All I had was celebrity litigant here on my sheet, but apparently it's when they said celebrity, it is a huge celebrity. Please welcome to the show, Johnny Depp.
Thank you, Mr. Ackerman.
Gonna be okay?
Johnny, are you high?
Hey, Johnny.
No.
Johnny.
Define high.
Intoxicated.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Johnny, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Mr. Ackerman.
When I heard celebrity litigant, and please, our first question, what is a litigant? Explain this to our listeners.
It's not a bone, but it's also not.
It's not a bone.
Not a bone.
Okay. Well, it's a person who's
it's a part of the leg.
Wait, you know, and you're asking Johnny, are you quizzing Johnny Depp? What a
from what, no, from I, what yeah. I can
this guy's yeah. been through so much.
From what
I know, it's not a bone. I mean, my pet wolves go crazy for bones, so I know them all.
I'm sorry, wolves? Jack. You have pet wolves.
Yeah, yeah.
I also have a pet wolf, a miniature one, tiny pet wolf.
Well, trust me, they start small, they get friggin' big, man.
Not mine went the other way.
Oh, did they? It's got
they
small.
Started small, got even smaller?
I bought it huge.
Oh, shit.
I thought I was getting the biggest wolf ever. Turns out it was wrong.
Really? How long did it take? Was it like a Benjamin Button of wolves?
6 days. It happened very quickly.
6 days?
Very quickly.
Shit.
It became apparent.
Like a deflating balloon.
I knew I had made a mistake on day 2.
Why didn't you take it back to who sold
it? I wanted
this
to
wolf?
See where it would end up.
Oh,
day it ended 2. Up that's at, right away.
Right away.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, Governor.
Well, Johnny, when what I'm getting from context clues,
the governor is in here.
It's a saying.
Newsom?
It's a British.
Trust me, I don't want
saying.
Newsom here. He got some weird threats, and he's bringing them back on me.
I know what it's like to be a threatened man.
Okay.
Well, this is what I'm going to say. From context clues, I'm guessing a litigant is someone who was recently in the court system, and you...
I tore my intuitiary, cruciary litigant.
Right, yeah. I mean, say what you will about your career, yes, but you've been in the news recently.
That's right, Mr. Oakman.
Tell us
you
about
you sound
that.
Like a Bram Stoker creation.
I am from Kentucky.
But I mean, obviously, you're Johnny Depp. You sound exactly like yourself.
Sound
so.
Like yourself. I mean, yeah. I'm just putting that
together. Sometimes you don't, do you, Johnny? Sometimes you sound like Captain Jack Sparrow.
There you go. I'll just sign your forehead.
Wow, he's big timing you.
No problem.
He just alphaed you, the bully.
No problem.
Did we actually find a bigger bully than Bethany Waterbottle?
Listen up, Johnny. I'm not just one of your. I'm not Bootstrap Bill.
Hold on
your crew,
I'm texting Paul Bettany.
Shit's his bed. Shit in his bed. You don't know how to act, do you, Bethany?
Been
this
there,
has never
that.
Happened to you.
Johnny Depp, I'm going to squeeze out a turd on your kneecap. I can't. I'm too shy.
I'm empty.
You're too shy. You speed bag boy. You fucking did
you
a punch
knocked
drill.
Me out cold.
This happens all the time.
I guess what's actually happening is there's a person in the room I respect.
it's a definite power imbalance.
All right,
here.
We got Bethany on the record saying she respects Johnny Depp.
Good to know. Hi, Johnny.
That could be used in a litigant in the future.
Hello.
Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Johnny, your teeth are really black and red. What are you drinking over there?
I had stones. Well, I do have a smoothie that's covered in seeds.
Oh, that.
Just
that
to coat
sense.
My throat for my gig tonight.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm playing with Slash, Duff McKagan.
Oh, I was going to say, you hadn't mentioned anyone first, so
Joe
then
Perry.
Slash.
Who was that?
Oh, Slash a snake pit?
Oh, part of them.
Okay.
Bucket Face.
Fucking Face?
That's Buckethead's nephew.
His nephew. The Buckethead, may he rest in peace. Two pieces.
The bucket and the head.
May he rest in a two-piece.
Eight-piece bucket?
May he rest in a two-piece.
He was buried in a bikini. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I understand.
Fred and Robert Durst.
Was it an open casket?
Wait, you're still listing people in the band?
Yeah.
Fred
it's
Durst
like Arcade
and
Fire.
Robert Durst.
It's like Arcade Fire. A lot of members.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And we only play in London.
Oh, okay. So you have a gig tonight in London?
Yeah, tonight. A real local.
A real
How'd
local.
You know she was from London?
I could tell right away by her accent. We have similar accents.
Oh, yeah. How many bandanas are you wearing?
Yeah, can
scarves.
You see? There's two
scarves.
Over your eyes.
I have 11 scarves on and two ascots I've fashioned as a belt.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's I wouldn't say it's a good look. It's a very intriguing look.
That's all I'm going for.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, what are your questions, Mr. Aukerman?
Wait, you came on the show. What?
Are you plugging this show
at
the Slash
the
Snake Pit with Bucket Face?
Well, I'm doing a gig tonight, and then I was driving around Sunset, and I saw a giant poster of a show that intrigued me.
Huh.
Kind of a hybrid travel comedy show.
You're into hybrid shows?
I'm into anything that is multi-functional.
Oh, they'll love getting a plug from you, Johnny Depp.
Yep. Sounds like their demo exactly.
Well, I noticed that I was good friends with one of the hosts.
Really?
You don't have to say which one.
Actually, I recognize both of them from parties and get-togethers in my home and hotel rooms. And so
yeah,
I
they're both.
I
saw the two guys you're talking about. We're talking about John Gabris, Long Island comedian, and his friend Adam
Pally. Yes.
Yeah, those guys had a lot of skull rings on. Yep. I think
I once
they've been
had a crazy night with Adam Pally, and it was me, Adam Pally.
Yes, you said you
me,
those
Adam Pally.
Sure. Yep.
Gary Phoenix. He's the
Who's
Phoenix
that?
Brother that is less talked about. There's River Joaquin with Gary.
Oh,
right. Sure, Gary.
He's a competitive eater.
Yes. He's the coolest competitive eater.
Those vegan hot dog eating contests.
You've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
He swallows
them. Does that give him an advantage, them not being meat? Or,
it's beyond, yes. He swallows them.
It's beyond or is it impossible? Are we talking meat alternatives or adjectives describing the competition?
Honestly, I don't know anymore, Mr. Gabriel.
I think you're drinking too much red wine.
Yeah,
it's a chalice.
You've gone through
wine.
Four bottles since you've
they're
sat
mega,
down.
They're mega pints, Scott. Mega pints.
No, they're just bottles.
Nope. That's what a bottle is also referred to as a mega pint in England.
You should not be drinking this much. And can you stop smoking
Who's
in here,
to
please?
Say, these are clothes. I'm not smoking.
That's even worse.
I'm not smoking.
Oh, that's been you? I thought one of my smoke bombs went off.
You have smoke bombs?
Why do you have smoke
Jack?
Bombs?
The haze for my camera filter.
Oh, yeah. Get
atmosphere.
A little depth.
Yeah.
I'm looking for new headshots. Well, I can hook you up, man.
Actually, I'm looking for
someone. Can you fight the Night Wolf? Because he probably will get a picture of you.
I would love to. Is there a script? Because I would take a look.
Hey, yes.
He should play the Night Wolf.
Well, that's a bad idea.
I'm pretty hot right now.
And plus, I'm getting sued by Kevin Hart over his Night Wolf movie, which is coming out, which I have no relation to.
Yeah, you've been on the show for years now doing the Night Wolf.
I thought that came out already.
We'll see. I mean, I can't believe Kevin Hart is making a movie. That's crazy.
Anyway, my
it seems so unlike him.
Yeah, he seems like a family
doesn't
guy.
Doesn't seem to be in his interests.
My dance card is open. So
when he asks if there's a script, just say yes.
Good idea, Scott.
All of you don't know how to act around Johnny. Everyone, trousers off and let Johnny wear all of them.
Johnny. Here, Johnny, do you want to wear our
clothes? Give them over, even a stinky
one. You can use them as scarves if you want.
Here are my CW post swimming and diving sweatpants. You
Johnny, now
on.
You've got the most amount of trousers on, which this means one. You're my leader. I'll do anything for you, Johnny. You want to team up? If your dance card's open, actually, we can make a new top of water together.
You could do me a favor and pull. There's this sweater vest has like 11 ticks on it.
Shit, for real? God damn it, I knew that's mine. I knew I was sick with something. I got friggin' Lyme disease.
Want me to knock them out again for you, Johnny?
Yes, please.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, and the ticks.
Okay, I gotta make an announcement. I just looked up who Johnny Depp was on my phone because I knew I
recognized you. Oh, you didn't know who
I knew I recognized you from somewhere. A lot of news stories about you lately.
I'm in the press.
Yeah, you're doing a fourth Pirates.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot like a small crew on a travel show.
When I said
pirates, I totally understood the reference.
Yeah.
It's different than the last couple of pirates movies. This one's about a small crew
and their
hybrid travel comedy show.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you've been in the news a lot, and even though you won your case, gold medal.
I won the gold.
Although now they're
saying I had it filtered down to a tooth.
I read right before you came in here that they may be throwing it out because one of the jurors is not who they say that said they were.
Is that so?
Yes.
You haven't heard this for the first time. I have not heard that.
That is important news.
That is bad news. That's bad news for you. Good news in general for society.
I guess so.
I got something to say. That other juror was my
Bethany.
I went there and I lied to him. I told him, I'm Bethany Waterbottle. And they believed me. And then I fought for Johnny's freedom because I love him so much.
How the hell do you change your voice like that?
That's amazing.
I don't know how to do that. Is that a skill you need? I don't know. I can't do that.
I gotta say, the Night Wolf
might be fun to have.
I would like to learn how to do that as well. That is impressive.
I would love to learn how to do any voice.
The Night Wolf is one of the
I feel trapped sometimes because I really only have this voice.
The Night Wolf is one of the few superheroes who has that gravelly voice in his personal life as well.
What are you talking about?
I've never met the Night Wolf in his personal life.
I don't know that.
I would love to trail him. I would love to do a ride along with the Night Wolf if you could maybe hook me up with
him. I'll see what I can do.
Be careful. Ride Along's also a Kevin Hart movie.
You're saying, you know, Jack, you're saying that the Night Wolf isn't getting a lot of traction.
Johnny only has
the best fans. So if you get Johnny in your movie, the best people are going to.
That's
gonna,
true.
And look up his name online.
Here's
in
the
Twitter.
Pitch. It's me as the Night Wolf. I drive around in a Honda Civic.
Oh, well, he drives a Pontiac Sunfire if you're down with that.
And what's it say? It's spray painted
on
the
sides?
I'm
not used to throwing things in the trunk of that, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay, great.
And it's me and Paul Bettany, and we're riding around Hollywood.
It's Night Wolf and Paul Bettany?
It's Night Wolf
and Paul Bettany.
And poor Bethany.
And poor Bethany.
Okay, it's great. Night Wolf. It's me as Night Wolf, poor Bethany, and Paul Bettany.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And we're driving around in a Batmobile-like car.
A Pontiac Firebird,
a Wolf.
The Wolf?
Pontiac Sunfire. It says Wolfmobile on it, and I think he kind of ran out of space when he was spray-painting it.
It gets, smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
They really squish Mobile on it.
Yeah.
They need to put Mobile on it.
It kind of turns down to the right.
It kind of over the bumper a little bit.
Maybe they would have known it's an automobile.
You could have just said Night Wolf on it.
Thank you, Johnny.
Would have been interesting if it said boat.
He should have done that.
This is the way that your mind works, though, Johnny.
I only tell the truth.
Yeah.
The truth seeker.
So I don't know. I mean,
I'm Googling him. He's a big deal.
He's never. Wait, you didn't even know who he is?
I know that.
How am I the only one who knows who Johnny Depp is?
I'm more of a news guy.
Well, obviously,
than a movie
definitely
guy.
You do.
Yeah, I know him from Depp Water Bottles. What?
That's right. And maybe Sauvage.
He's in Crimes of Grindelwald.
All Sauvage.
What?
Crimes of Grindelwald? He falls into.
It's called Crimes of Grindelwald.
He disappears into the role, though, so it's hard because that's the only movie.
He disappears from the role, too, two movies
thank
in.
Fucking God.
My greatest role. I was nominated for an Academy Award for that part.
I don't think you were.
Yes, I was.
I don't believe you were.
I don't believe I was either.
I mean, it's, you know, he's never done a superhero film. He's
that's true.
You know,
that's true. There's a lot of superheroes I could play, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll hook you up with
Silver Surfer, maybe. Silver Surfer.
No. Let's do Nightwolf. This is good. This
maybe
is
the
good.
New Iron Man.
No, he's better.
No, after that Iron Man 3 with the terrible
Mrs.
cast.
Mrs. Marvel. Mrs. Marvel.
She marries Miss Marvel.
Mrs. Marvel.
The marvelous Mrs.
Captain
Marvel.
Captain Marvel is married.
Ooh, maybe it's like a court movie. And it's like me and Mrs. Marvel are having a high-profile divorce.
You know,
in Ohio.
They say write what you know.
Yeah. I mean, let's not get Marvel involved because I think they're coming after me. I think maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Me too.
You, by the way, Johnny, you should not be saying me too.
Yeah, you actually.
No, stay away from that phrase.
Honestly,
sorry,
he should
you're right.
Be.
You're right. Hashtag me too.
No. Okay, well, gosh. I don't know.
I do want to also talk about the bummer of last week.
Oh, what happened?
You're doing a bummer of the week feature?
Is that new for Comedy Bang Bang? It's 13th year. We have Johnny Depp's
bummer
doing
of the
bummer
week.
Of the week. I don't know if this is going to stick.
I bet you it won't.
All right, but hit us. What do you got?
I like the idea of pitching it in 2022.
Yeah.
Here comes Johnny Depp's bummer of the week.
Rolling. Sound speeds.
Action.
Even though the American cinema had a comeback with great films like Top Gun and Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic.
We have a similar accent. There is an economic downturn coming, and I want to warn everybody and say it's going to be a real bummer.
So your bummer of the week is something that's coming?
Look out for it. Next week it'll be another.
I'm pretty
yeah, if you want a bummer now, Scott, I can give you one.
No, please.
Yeah, put my fingers up your butt. I'll give you the taste of
please,
chocolate.
Please, Bethany, don't bully me anymore.
Right. Okay, I'm going to cut.
Let me get another take at it.
How many takes do you normally do in a movie?
Depends. Usually I have an earwig in.
You seem like a one-take guy the entire movie.
I'm a one-take Johnny.
One-take Johnny. It's
I did
like
all
post
of Pirates 2.
I've heard that
takes.
They ask for more takes.
It seems post-95 you're a one-take guy.
My contract says you get one. One for me, and that's it.
So you're not even one for me, one for you.
One for me, one for Johnny, and then we're done. That's a wrap.
Tail lights by what? 2 p.m.?
Well, you only have me for 2 hours door to door.
Yep, that's what I thought. And how far away do you live from the set?
4.5 hours. Okay, so, by helicopter.
So an hour in, you turn around and just go back
home.
If
I'm shooting on Thursday, I gotta start on Monday.
All right. Well, Johnny.
4.5 hour helicopter ride.
It's a
like
transfer.
Three refuels.
It's a transfer. Well, I'm very green.
Well, good luck to you, Johnny. I don't know if I even mean that.
I won't need it. I've just been awarded a lot of money.
Has anyone ever said bad luck to you as a goodbye to someone?
I can tell you right now, this character is a good idea.
I said, are you ready right before we started?
And I said, for the Thunderdome, I think I'll be fine.
And how are you feeling now?
Glad it's over.
All right.
Back with more Johnny after this. Just Johnny.
All right, look, guys, we are running out of time.
We only have time for one final feature on the show,
and that is a little something called Plugs.
Tell me what you're starting in. Hold my hand, I'll watch this shit with you.
still going.
Watch this shit.
Yeah, okay, that was Pluggy Pluggy. Oh, Beersley by Beersley. God, okay, yeah.
Let's throw it on again.
Yeah, yeah. You were a dancer. You brought out the glow sticks, Gino?
Yeah, I had all these extra glow sticks from shooting a daylight parody.
Daylight parody?
Do you have a longer version, Mr. Ockerman?
I don't believe I do, Johnny. Why, did you want to jam over it?
I thought I could.
Your rudimentary guitar?
Some riffs, maybe an A chord or a D chord.
I liked how some of the only bands you played with are like Oasis, where like, yes, that's the level you can hang.
Sometimes they lower my guitar.
Interesting. All right, what are we plugging? Let's go, first of all, let's go over to Gino. What do you want to plug, guy?
One of my favorite comedians is shirtless on billboards all around this fucking city. He's got B cups, funny guy. I think it's called 101 Places to
Party.
To Party. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's to
party.
Yeah.
Before, yes, that's what
before
it is.
You
to
die.
Party
yeah,
before
yeah,
you
yeah.
die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Thursday at 10:30 on True TV. And I think even maybe Gabrus is in Impractical Jokers in the episode before with his buddy Adam Pally.
Interesting. The
guy,
okay.
The guy whose wife was texting him when I was out. In
yeah.
The,
eight episodes of that.
Yeah.
So you're in heaven for the next 2 months.
I'm going ham. Thursday nights are fucking self-rub and self-tug.
That's right. It's finally must-see TV again on Thursdays.
You're damn right. And more pills than Matthew Perry can handle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cosby when you said pills.
Wait, what's up with this guy now?
Thursday is a pill night.
I can't lose another one. What happened with Bill?
Well,
oh no,
he signed this table.
All over it.
Jack Furs.
He was a guest on How Did This Get Made?
Jack Furs, what do you want to talk about? Talking about Leonard Part 6? Jack Furs.
You know, speaking of that guy with the B cups, I've been listening to this podcast he's on called Action Boys.
Huh.
It's a Patreon podcast. Pretty damn funny show.
But worth it because they put out time, bro. They put out long episodes.
It's a lot of bang for your buck, Gino. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, I mean, once you hit record.
It's funny, we both listen to Action Boys.
I didn't know you were a listener. Well, we'll talk after the show. Let's talk about
As a matter of fact, after the show,
episodes.
I can't. I kind of got to rush.
Oh, yeah, I got to record something myself.
Once you hit record, I mean, the costs are sunken at that point. So it's like you may as well go a long time.
Yeah, just fucking sit in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So that, and where can people get this?
Patreon.com/Action Boys with a Z.
With a Z.
Yeah.
Like Jack Furs,
like my
with
name.
A Z.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that
I'm
is
jealous.
Cool.
Interesting. Bethany Waterbottle, what do you want to plug?
Oh, I like to plug your mouth with my fist, Scott.
Oh, shit. Why? I knew I shouldn't have said that.
But other than that,
But for real, the reason I'm here.
I guess Jury Duty's coming out on Amazon Prime. Johnny, you might like that. Jury Duty on Amazon, which coincidentally is another river going to get flopped up by the global warming. Yeah.
But is that the story of you being on Johnny's jury and misrepresenting who you were?
Yes. It's the crazy story about this British girl who's pretending to be Bethany Waterbottle. You're going to love it.
Unbelievable.
And how do people get this? It's on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, it's coming out soon. Don't you worry. Keep your trousers on, Scott.
Okay. I wasn't thinking about
that. That's the first time she's asked you to keep your trousers on. That
Okay.
She's flipped the script.
You've earned my respect, Scott.
Oh, shit. Thank you, Bethany.
Just like Johnny Depp.
Oh, please don't say that. Johnny.
Another thing you have in common with Johnny.
Oh, no. Johnny, what do you want to say here?
Yes, brother.
You want to plug? Oh, no, I'm not a brother. No, what do you want to say, Johnny?
I think oftentimes when we plug, we look forward, and sometimes it's important to look back. So I would like to plug a 2015 film, Mordecai. Starring myself and the great Paul Bettany.
Trying to get the residuals popping
just
again, Johnny.
I just think it kind of flew under the radar. It's one of those films that is appreciated on a second or third viewing. And if you're having trouble finding that, there's a new hybrid comedy travel show, a billboard I saw in Sunset, with two of my best friends, Adam Pally and John Gabrus.
I didn't know those guys were your friends. I knew they
best
famously
friends.
Shit the bed career-wise and literally.
Best friends. They always stay at my house.
Oh, dear. Oh, man.
Wait, that's you really... guys have all shit the bed literally?
Yeah, one. Well, I think it was my dog.
I think it was a mistake. It was my dog.
You blamed it on her. Never mind. All right.
Well, I want to be honest about this one. This one was very, it was definitely the dog.
Okay. All right. All right. That's 101 places to party before you die this Thursday on True TV. Let's see. What do I want to plug? We're going out on tour, everyone. Comedy Bang Bang's coming to a city near you all the month of August. Come out and see us. We're going to have so much fun. It's Paul F. Tompkins and myself, along with special guests, and we're putting together the special guests right now, and I think those are going to be really great shows. And I am going to break some news here about our openers for the Los Angeles show. This is the CBB World show. This is very special. I mentioned we had three openers to be announced, three opening podcasts, and they are as follows. Entrepreneurs, Entrepreneur Tour with Entrepreneur, Appetizerpreneur, and Parents Foster. That's one.
That's one of the three opening podcasts.
Is that group go by a longer name?
We have Hey Randy is going to be opening for us. That's, of course, with Randy Snuts. That's his show. And we have Bananas for Bonanza will also be opening. So those are our three openers and then a Comedy Bang Bang.
And
so
you want people to tweet at you where you should bring the tour.
Yeah, it's certainly all up in the air at this point, and I can go to any city.
Okay, great. Because there's a lot of people who are big fans but don't want to drive more than 90 minutes to see you. So if you can, you know.
Yeah, why not do it at their houses? But we're going to have a lot of fun on
this
tour.
Have you been to Saint-Tropez?
Saint-Tropez? Johnny, no, I have not been to Saint-Tropez.
It's very nice.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure it is for a rich dude who spends $80 million on wine every year.
If I'm on a good year.
Yeah, a great year for the wine companies. Vineyards.
Burn.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Take
you're
that,
burned.
Joel Gott.
All right. You know, go buy tickets over at cbbworld.com/tour. And while you're there.
And if I'm having any issues with the website, DM Brett Morris about it.
Actually, yes. Not so many issues anymore, but yeah, please do. And while you're there, you can find the full archives and ad-free episodes of this show, as well as Threedom, and then CBB Presents, and Scott Hasn't Seen, and Bananas for Bonanza. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
When do we talk about the movie? Weren't we all supposed to watch a movie?
Oh, no. What movie did you watch?
Take one Ted. And put Ted. It up. Take the other, put it
We didn't all
down.
Watch Ted.
Weirdly enough, I did watch
Ted. I also weirdly watched Ted. I watched Ted, yes.
All right, well, then let's get into it.
This fucking bear is hysterical.
So funny. So funny. Anything from Boston.
Yeah. This person put a lot of work into this remix. But yeah, Ted is good.
Well, that makes, that makes one of us.
They should make a second one.
I can't believe they haven't made a second one. They did
make a second one.
Well, I guess I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
Fuck, I watched Ted 2. I didn't watch Ted 1.
Oh, I watched Ted 2. Oh, also.
Cut.
All right. That was motoring up the plug bag.
Do you have a longer one of those?
Everything's long today. Motoring up the plug bag by Tight Ginger. Thanks so much to Tight Ginger. And guys, I want to thank you so much for being here. Gino, obviously.
A pleasure.
I don't know. I wasn't going to thank you. Because it's your job to be here, and you're only
anytime,
on
every time, Scott. For you, anything.
Literally, you should be here every week. But
copy that. All
right. You're already vaping. What is going on?
I got it from Adam Pally, that guy.
Oh, I understand. All right. And Jack Furs, good luck to you, obviously.
Hey, thanks. I am not feeling great.
Why? What's going on?
I got knocked out twice. I realized I have Lyme disease.
We forgot you were knocked out the second time.
I don't have clothes on right now. I was never giving my pants back. I think Johnny Depp is wearing them.
You have so many scars and bruises all over your body.
Yeah, the cameraman business is rough on your body.
Multiple tattoos of wolves on your body.
Yeah, these are wolves protecting my dead parents.
Me
yeah,
too. Moons, we have that in common. Me too. Yeah. Hashtag me too.
Please don't say that, Johnny.
Stop doing that.
Johnny, I don't even know what to say to you. Good to see
you. Good day, brother. Good day, my friend.
No.
Day, brother. For a car accident today, Johnny.
Yeah, and Bethany water bottle.
Bethany, say it, bitch!
Bethany, yes!
Bethany!
Bethany!
Yeah, sorry for bullying you, Scott. Oh. I think I got to change your heart, didn't I?
That's so nice.
Yeah, since I watched Ted, I think I'm going to become a screenwriter.
Oh, really?
It does seem easy once you watch Ted.
It does seem like anyone could do it.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye!
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye!